Doctor Who, It All Makes Sense in the End, written by Charles Etienne, read by Laliandra. In the moment before she's truly awake, in the moment before she automatically positions herself in time and space, Amelia Pond is a child being woken by her mother's hand on her shoulder, which feels unfamiliar, although it shouldn't. Then, wait, no, she doesn't have parents. And there are no stars. Or she's dead. That's unsettling. Or is it her wedding morning? Except she's been putting that off one adventure at a time, but her mum's there now. No, wait. Oh, the Orient Express is brilliant, someone's saying. After we've dealt with this little... Well, no one likes to point fingers as to how something like this happens, but afterwards, we can go to this moon a couple of thousand light-years past the Milky Way, if we head right at Alpha Centauri, that has an Orient Express. Well, not entirely like the Orient Express, of course, they don't have the Orient there. Or trains, actually, but the principle's the same. Is she awake yet? Oh, she's awake. Amy Pond is definitely, beautifully, gorgeously awake. In her time, in her reality, with her husband and her, ha, take that everyone, unimaginary friend. Morning, Doctor, she says, presenting herself in what passes for a doorway in the TARDIS, and slinking over to Rory. Morning, Mr. Pond. Amy, I don't really... She kisses him, and he kisses her, and names don't matter to time travellers. So, what's all this about an Egyptian goddess, then?